So on Thursday, always at this time or around this time, we do what we call Your House, Your Home. And Your House, Your Home today with me, John Pillman, is brought to you by Builders on 702. We look at various aspects of basically your shelter. Some of it might be legal. Some of it might be decorative. Some of it might be the kind of intricacies involved in buying or selling or renting or leasing. But today we're going right into the interior of the house and we're getting out our paintbrushes and our paint in the company of Carl Bruckner, who is a paint specialist. How do you choose the correct paint for your house? Whether it's outside the walls that you are looking to paint or you're planning to make things look nice and bright and positive inside. And then, of course, there are roofs that need painting as well. Carl, welcome to 702 Drive. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you, John. Pleasure to be here.
Let's start with the interior of the house. I mean, there are a bewildering range of colors and my hat, if I had one, would be taken off to the people who come up with the names because they must be really busy coming up with the names on all those color swatches. But if you're advising people on colors for a house and a range of rooms, perhaps if you're doing more than one, is it just what you like or are there other questions as well? Because you could easily say, well, I really like red, but you may well say possibly a bad idea.
Yes, choosing a color, it's a combination between something that is technically correct
right.
and obviously your personal preference. And both of those things need to be taken into account. So when you have a look at, let's say, a room on the inside, the single most influential part of color or that influences the color is actually the floor.
Right.
So we want to paint the wall, but we need to make sure that the wall color marries with the floor. If you take something that is very contrasting to your floor may look wrong and your wall will look wrong. Mm. So one need to take that into account. That's the first thing. The second thing is that a lot of people want to effectively, when they paint, they believe they are going to completely transform that specific room.
Mm.
So they almost want a little bit of a design effect. So that's where we actually use two combination colors together. So a main color and an accent color. So when you start looking at color, you know, most people, you know, buy little sample pots. So they paint one or two, three on a wall.
Yeah, I did that.
And then, you know, and it's so difficult to choose because there's two problems with it. The one thing is that you compare the colors with each other, colors that you're never going to use together. That's the one thing. And secondly, you're not looking at the color against the white background. So you will see, for example, if you've got a yellow background on the wall, let's say you've got a cream, and now you want to paint a gray color on the inside, like so many people want to do. So you paint the gray on. Now the yellow on the wall makes or takes out all the yellow out of the gray, and your color on your wall may look actually blue. So it's very important when you look at color, you must look at that color on its own. And the best way to do that is not to paint it on a wall, but it's to paint it on a piece of cardboard or a piece of board. So you can actually look at the color on various different light sources.
Move it around,
Because if you look at a color on one wall, it may look completely different to a side that does not get the sun. So, and the second thing is what happens is that when you look at color on a small piece, on a whole room, it obviously is magnified. So a good way to look at a color, you paint it on a piece of board and you hold it at a 45 degree upside down. Because the color always looks a little bit darker than, you know, when you have a look at a color inside, let's say the shop or on a board. Because if you look at it, you take a piece of color and you actually look at it where you see the most light. So you hold it horizontal. But you must remember, you're always going to paint vertical.
Yes. Yeah,
so then obviously there's less light on it. So if you hold the sample slightly upside down, you get a much truer reflection of what the color would look like on a wall.
So, Carl, that's all great advice. Let's move outside now and perhaps not focus as much on color because you've had some great tips there, but actually on quality. I mean, do you, for example, make different choices for, let's say, a north-facing wall bearing in mind the sun and the intensity of sunlight? Or what are the kind of considerations? Because presumably quality is everything here.
Absolutely. So what happens is that when you have a look at the sun, the bigger the surface texture, the quicker it will fade in principle.
Right.
So if you take, for example, a coarse textured paint, If you have a look at your hand, you know, with all your fingers sticking out, it's got a lot bigger area that's exposed to the sun, so it will fade a lot quicker. So that's one thing that one needs to take into consideration. The second thing is the actual color. So even though a color may be called, let's say, brand X, what happens is the pigment itself, because some of them are organic and some are inorganic, so some do fade quicker. The product will be the same, but the pigment inside, for example, a bright red or bright yellow, will fade like 10 times quicker than something that's slightly earthier or brown. So you would actually buy, let's say, we use a top quality product, and you use a, let's say, slight yellow color, and you use a slight brown color. The brown color will actually last maybe 50-60% longer than something that's got a bright yellow in it. So that's the one thing. The second thing is on the outside, if you use a product that is a pure acrylic, so it's normally something with a bit of a sheen in it, it actually rains clean. So the product itself does not attract dust, and it will effectively last a lot longer on the outside as well.
Thanks so much, Carl Bruckner, paint specialist. I love the tips on painting onto bits of cardboard, because I did a decoration of a house that I lived in a while back, and, you know, did those swatches all over the same wall. No wonder I was confused. 702 Drive. 702. John is on Twitter @JohnPerlman.